Oh, I'm on and loud. Let me start over. There is a bit of backstory I need to share with you before I can get to the experience I had and how it would weave into my life and my faith from that day on. Laszlo Tokes was a Romanian-born Hungarian Reformed Church pastor who was said to be the spark that began the revolution in Romania that overthrew Ceausescu, the communist dictator of Romania in 1989. He was persecuted for his requests for Hungarian Bibles and Christian literature and songbooks for his young parishioners, which was considered to be dissent to the communist dictator. He remained supportive of the people, and he and his family suffered. He nonetheless stood up to injustice and became a friend of the people in Romania. His father, also a Hungarian Reformed pastor, said, "Protest is in the name Protestant." Because of his dissonance with Ceausescu and his favor with the people, he was considered a threat to the communist regime and became a wanted man. Before his arrest, he fled to his church to avoid the police. He experienced a life-changing event in that he witnessed in an ethnic and religiously diverse country not only his parishioners, but those of other ethnicities and faith forming a human shield around the church to try and protect him and his family from capture. His experience led him to understand this. Seeing diverse faiths and people of different ethnic backgrounds defending him, he had to work for reconciliation between the different faiths and ethnic boundaries. He and his 8-month pregnant wife were taken under house arrest by the police to a tiny village called Menu in the outback of the Carpathian Mountains. There they were kept under armed surveillance 24 hours a day. The women of that small congregation supported Reverend Tokes and his wife by bringing them food each day, but knowing that passing the armed guards could trigger their death at any time. And here begins my story, my connection. Right after the overthrow of Ceausescu, a group of 4 of us from our church met Laszlo Tokes in Romania in what we later found out was the first ordination dinner of Reformed pastors since the fall of the communist regime and the death of its leader. I had a broom skirt on. It's all I took, because we took missionary stuff, medical supplies over there, and all I had was one broom skirt. He sat across the table from me, Reverend Tokes and his wife. That dinner was also a very interesting story, but I only have 5 minutes. After that dinner, we traveled long and dusty roads to the village of Menu, where he was held under house arrest. We attended a church service there, women on one side and men on the other. I wanted to sit with the women, but gracefully and skillfully, our guide shuffled me to my seat with my group, as that would have been considered disrespectful. After church, we greeted the conversation, or the congregation. A woman pulled me aside after everyone had gone. Through the interpreter, she told me that she had made a linen for her husband for their wedding day, now long past. He was one of the men that had left his peasant village to move into the high-rises Ceausescu built in the cities and was not coming back. She gave me this linen. I have a prop. This came from the church of the women in Menu, and she gave that to me that day that she made for her husband on his wedding day, on their wedding day. And he had left, and she gave it to me. I give you my linen to take to the women of your congregation as a reminder to be strong in the face of adversity, to speak truth to power, and to be faithful to God, and as a symbol of support from the women of Menu of that church to us in our efforts to bear witness to the love of God, especially in difficult times. I share this story of the change of heart in Reverend Laszlo Tokes, seeing love transcend ethnic boundaries, but also how the women of a tiny village of Menu helped me to understand how to graciously receive love from others and powerfully accept the peace given through Christ. I witness strength in their faith and acts that can only come from the grace of God. Those lessons have never left me. The way of Jesus that lives in all of us is not easy and could be uncomfortable, even dangerous, but that, I believe, is what we are called to do, to find the peace in each other that connects us, to pursue that bit of peace that comes from him and allow it to be evident in all of my human efforts.